Good afternoon. Thick cloud cover contributing to cooler air today across interior New York and New England, with many places struggling in the 50s, even some 40s across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while areas in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England have broken out into the 60s, perhaps even reaching 70 degrees this afternoon. So most places will climb another 5 or 6 degrees today despite the lack of sunshine, and we have a wave of low pressure moving in through the Niagara frontier and into central parts of New York. As the afternoon goes on, we'll continue to see increasing chances for showers by the ride home and into the evening hours, and perhaps even a few bursts of heavier rain as the system moves on through. Temperatures tonight will start to slide back through the 50s and 40s, and even into the 30s across parts of the region by tomorrow morning with scattered showers. Another wave of low pressure will ride through the region tomorrow, but only with scattered showers as temperatures remain in the 40s. A deep storm system currently moving through the middle of the country and heading toward the Great Lakes will arrive Thursday night into the day on Friday. Still major questions in terms of our temperature profile heading into the overnight period on Thursday night. However, it appears now that cold air will continue to build in from the north. And as a result, some locations, especially in northern New York and central and northern Vermont, could see a bunch of sleet and freezing rain toward Friday morning. Other locations, precipitation potential will be high, but the chances for any frozen precipitation will be lower, namely from the I-90 corridor point south, where a cold and steady rain is likely overnight into Friday morning. The system will move through during the first half of the day on Thursday, and the steady precipitation will wind down during the day. And as the disturbance moves off the eastern seaboard, we may even get a few breaks of sunshine late on Friday, allowing temperatures to reach the middle and upper 40s. High pressure will build in for the upcoming weekend, bringing us dry weather with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds on Saturday. We'll be back into the lower 50s and mid-50s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. We'll make another run at the 60-degree mark early next week with a chance of showers again on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that robust spring storm will pose a threat from multiple hazards as it progresses eastward through the nation today. An organized area of moderate snow is expected to develop to the northwest of that surface low, intensifying along a cold front where the low tracks northeastward out of the Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes. This will result in some late-season snowfall accumulations across the upper Midwest where winter storm warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy rains with embedded thunderstorms will focus along that frontal boundary extending eastward from the surface low and over the Ohio Valley and northern mid-Atlantic states. This boundary could also set the stage for a sleet-freezing rain event for portions of the Great Lakes, where warm air will be overrunning sub-freezing air at the surface. And severe weather and flash flooding will be the main threats, with the potent cold front pushing eastward through the mid and lower Mississippi Valley and toward the Appalachians today. An abundance of moisture surging out of the Gulf of Mexico, combined with strong dynamics aloft, will help fire up an organized line of convection along that boundary. These storms will have the potential to produce heavy downpours, damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Langdon, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo showers with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 35, the record high, 86, set in 1922, and the record low, 21, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered showers later today, perhaps a burst of rain, with high temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy, more scattered showers tonight, snow showers across the higher terrain with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, scattered showers today, perhaps a burst of rain later on and a rumble of thunder possible, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers today, Highs ranging from near 50 in the southern Adirondacks to the mid and upper 50s in the Catskills. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers moving in later today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies with showers developing later today and highs holding in the 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler scattered showers, upper 40s. A steady rain Thursday night and Friday, perhaps some sleet and freezing rain, especially to the north and across the higher terrain in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, lower 50s, mostly sunny mid-50s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s on Monday, and another chance of showers on Tuesday with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.